Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Welcome to You and All of Your Parts. Hi, Laura Lively here. I received a little pushback on last week's topic of blending with a part. So I thought I would clarify my thoughts, as well as kind of offer up a different perspective on the meaning of the word blending. The pushback I received was, parts blend with self and cover it up. We don't want that. So I pulled up the definition of blending from the Internal Family Systems Training Manual, and this is it. I'm going to read it to you. The act in which a part takes over a person's seat of consciousness or self, blending occurs along a continuum. The self can remain present with some blending or be obscured completely with full blending. Okay. I asked some of the people who are pushing back to tell me more about what their concerns were. And they really saw that this was the part like taking over and covering self up. And so to them, it seemed like they were objecting to the verb blending. Now, I refer back to my maybe not so funny joke that I tell about not taking my novel reading part kayaking and not inviting my kayaking part to sit down and read an enthralling novel. And so I asked them, how do they view that? And they responded that if my novel reading part or my kayaking part weren't burdened in their roles, then they would see them as harmonic parts who are sharing their gifts with self or supporting self. They weren't blending with self. I have to say, after several conversations with people around this, my parts still don't see blending as a bad thing or as a negative thing on its own. I mean, it can be if a part completely obscures self. I mean, I've been hijacked by a part, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, R10, right? Let's go back to the official IFS definition of blending. The act in which a part takes over a person's seat of consciousness or self. Blending occurs along a continuum. The self can remain present with some blending or be obscured completely with full blending. When I'm inviting in my kayaking part or the part that loves to record fun stuff like this for you guys, I consider it blending. Self is still driving the bus most of the time. But I'm open to the idea that from some people's parts view, the word blending is not something done from self, but to self. Again, part of the quote, the act in which a part takes over. Seemingly, that is their concern, is that the part is taking over. I see you parts. I see also my parts that don't view the word blending as a part just taking over self. That can also happen, obviously. Hello, road rage part. But this is how I see it. It may not be correct, but I wanted to address this. I see it as, when I'm talking about it, I see it as an invitation from self to the parts to blend and share their gifts with me. So how do you see it? How have you been trained? How have you read or understood the word blending? I would love to hear from you. Laura@lauralively.com. Thanks for joining me today. Let me know how last week's recording landed with you. Do you have parts that see blending as something that's done to self? Or the way I see it is something self invites in? Let me know. I'm really curious now. Until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.